Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, hour number two. Good to have you with us. We'll get right back to the calls in a sec. I am Mark. DC, everybody along the way, 301-230-0980. Talking about the Commanders, Laremy Tunsil, Marshawn Lattimore, Terry McLaurin not there. Are you worried in any way, shape, or form about either three? Do you separate Terry from the other two like I do? Is it fair, foul? Again, we had a caller said, until they remove voluntary, we have no right to criticize. Well, I don't buy that. We have every right to criticize. It doesn't mean that it's mandatory, but we have every right to criticize. And I know, as I bring in my guy, Linnell Willingham, who was filling in for Kevin Sheehan before I took over, you were very critical of Laremy Tunsil when you found out from Mad Max that Tunsil and Lattimore were not at practice.
Good to see you, my friend. Hello. Thought you were going to be in a hard hat and a yellow vest, but obviously
I was earlier today, and yeah. You two guys were apparently entertained by that.
My two favorite gingers.
Poor Sammy. You guys are trying to shake her. All she is doing is writing good articles about the Capitals. That's all she's doing.
And getting paid under the table to provide us photos of you.
What resources do you have to pay her?
Easy. We ain't the youngest in charge, brother. Man. You know how it goes.
Yeah.
But no, I wanted to ask you this.
That's a shakedown if I ever heard of one.
I wanted to ask you this because the last two big Chase Young things that have happened, I have been with you. Remember when he made his debut?
Yeah.
Like that week, I was on air with you the day that the news was announced that he was getting cleared.
Yep.
And then when the trade deadline happened, we were working with each other then.
Yeah.
People are already jumping down my throat about saying I'm overreacting about Laremy Tunsil.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having this reaction almost tongue-in-cheek. I'm almost like being facetious in a way because you all acted like Chase Young not showing up. How did I defend Chase? I said it's voluntary. He doesn't have to be there.
Right.
You want him there.
And I kept saying that he had time to make money, extra money, but he didn't have time to be a good teammate or to get better at his craft.
So I'm giving Tunsil the same energy, and people are going scorched earth saying, now it's voluntary. See, you can't pick and choose.
I don't have an issue with you saying he should be there, he can get better, he can learn, they can develop some sort of cohesion mentally, emotionally, physically, whatever. Even though, yes, we all understand they're not in pads.
Correct.
We all understand that you're not going to be able to tell whether Laremy Tunsil is any better at run blocking in Washington in this scheme with Bobby Johnson and Cliff King than he was in Houston with Bobby Slowick and that outfit. Okay, you're not going to be able to tell that. But there is something to be said for rhythm, cohesion, chemistry, learning the nuances of each other, learning how, when I see this, when I see a twist, when I see a stunt, I play it like this, or I'm thinking this, or whatever, we're thinking this, this is how we do it here, especially when you're new. Especially when you are new. And I would even say, with Lattimore, he's not new like Tunsil
is,
but essentially he is.
He has not gone through an offseason program with this team.
But what we don't know, what we don't know about Lattimore, because the injury history is so extensive, is he not there and on the field and even on the sideline because he's hurt?
He could be inside. That we don't get.
Correct.
No one's reporting that. Like,
And DQ hasn't spoke yet today.
Yeah, I think Jaden is at the podium now. Yeah. DQ will speak following
Correct.
That. So I'm sure we'll get some
questions and answers. But
I understand.
Like, there is a difference between what Terry is doing,
all three
what
of them,
Tunsil
yeah.
is doing, mm-hmm. what Lattimore may or may not be dealing with.
Yeah.
Again, may or may not. We don't know. Maybe Tunsil and Lattimore are in the same bath. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But there is a difference for me.
Yes.
And I would say, as much negativity as people think we generate over criticizing people for not showing up for work in voluntary off-season workouts, I would say this. I, at least, am taking the tact. I don't know if you did as well, because I had to come up and I was driving back from Capital One Arena. I am taking the tact of, hey, you know what? If I'm going to criticize these guys, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go out of my way to salute Deebo Samuel and Javon yeah. Kinlaw, two new members
right.
of the Commanders. Not to Adam Peters, not to, right. you know, everybody, but two new members of the Commanders who
Debo's
thought it
yeah.
was worth it to be there today.
And Debo's been here the whole time.
Yes.
Debo's in prove-it mode.
Correct.
I felt like maybe I walked the tightrope when, because I feel like you're getting personal when you're talking about guys off the field and what they're doing.
And Larry, that could be where you're getting some of the criticism.
Yeah, but
right? Because you were talking about them partying or whatever.
But the first thing he did when he got here, posted on social media, was him with his people out at the club in this terrible ass outfit that he was wearing.
Well, first of all, part of your problem is that you would follow any of those clowns.
Well,
I mean, no offense. The last thing I care about.
Well, we know you're.
I only care about Laramie Tunsil, like, just not only as a football
player, but
I don't care that he goes out to a nightclub.
It's deeper than that, Chris.
Just don't get in trouble.
They don't get in trouble.
That's what I care about.
I could be the Big Dom of the Washington Commanders. Big Dom's role in Philadelphia is worry about all the things off the field, who you're hanging around,
yeah.
who you're hanging around. It's that deep for me. So, look, Laramie's not, there's really not much work you can get in voluntary OTAs. Trent started his thing down in Texas. Maybe he's working out with Trent Williams right now.
Perhaps.
That could be a thing. I know a lot of people do that. O-line masterminds stops people from doing things, but you notice those big-time programs happen when the teams are not in session.
Right.
So if he's not there through the entire voluntary portion, I would have an issue. The other thing is this. Have you not noticed they've gone out of their way now three separate times to say that he's the only guy that has a starting job earned, yet he's not there? What type of message are you sending? See, you started this last year by putting all your fancy slogans and billboards all over the building. Commander tag this, commander tag that. That's not being a commander. That's not. You had 110% attendance last year. And now you make it to the NFC Championship and the standard changes? That's how I'm looking at it. It should be a requirement. I get by the CBA they can't make guys do it. But damn, dog.
You can't block out 3 days? You would want 100% attendance.
Come on,
and I
man.
Don't think you're wrong for wanting that. No, I guarantee you, if you injected Dan Quinn or Adam Peters with truth serum or Bobby Johnson, they want them there too.
And the more frustrating thing is, we had Sean Pendergrass on from 6:10
right.
AM in Houston when he first got traded here.
Right.
He came on these airwaves
and he said he's
and
selfish.
Ripped his ass.
Right. Well, here's the thing.
I wouldn't be so
worried about Laramie Tunsil if the reputation wasn't preceding him. I would want him here.
Yeah.
I would want him in a new system, new teammates, new terminology, new everything. I would want him here no matter what. But if the reputation about him wasn't preceding him, I wouldn't be as worried or as concerned. But when you combine all of that, and what, he's got 2 years left on his contract, right?
Laramie, right? Yes.
Right. So it's not 1 year like Terry.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2 years. Same thing for Lattimore. When you have 2 years, homie, don't play that.
Yeah.
This homie, don't play that.
Be here, dude.
That's
my whole thing. Is like, and I think Craig Hoffman, who you guys are here, obviously 4-7 today, hit it perfectly when the Laramie trade first happened. Dude, they didn't trade for you to come here and be a leader. So I'm not worried about the stuff, the reputation that precedes you. But control the controllables?
Yep.
That's what our astute boss just said to me, because he's the man. Like, control
right.
the controllables.
No, that's fair.
I mean,
they don't need him to be a captain.
No.
They don't need him to be take everybody under your wing.
But mentor Josh Connerly. You drafted
exactly.
a first-round tackle.
That's the problem.
Why would you not want your...
Or just develop cohesion or chemistry with whoever, whether it be Brandon Coleman
yes.
at left guard or whether
yes.
it be Nick Allegretti at left guard or
something.
Is Chris Paul still on the roster yet, right?
Yes. yes.
Chris Paul or whoever. Just develop some sort of mental chemistry. Hey, man, I'm here for you. I'm here to support. You know what? for whatever reason I have, I'm going to be here, but I'm not going to be on the field. Okay, that's just my decision. Okay,
I don't like that.
I don't like that either. But I'd rather them be there than not be there.
And that's what I was saying about
Torque. At least you can somewhat gain something
exactly.
in the meeting rooms, in the locker room,
exactly.
cohesion, chemistry, friendship, bond, brotherhood, whatever. You can't do any of that stuff if you're in, Louisiana.
you're Boca Raton or whatever.
Doing whatever you're doing.
And I understand, like, from when it comes to the big fellas up front, this was also my kind of excuse for Chase Young.
You had a lot of excuses for
they
Chase
called
Young.
Me a Chase sexual, Chris Russell.
I know.
That's what
I know.
I'm saying.
I may have referred to you once or twice about that, but it all changed. It all changed.
Whoa, when his daddy called.
When his daddy called in the radio station.
When his daddy
it
called.
All changed.
That was the straw that broke the camel's back for me.
That's when you became
yes.
from a Chase sexual to a...
I'm now just a neutral Chase Young fan. He's
okay.
still my guy.
Okay.
He's going to have a big year this year in New Orleans. Did you see the QB pressure numbers?
Yeah, I did. Athan
just tweeted at me saying Chase Young's a bust.
Chase Young was productive at times, both in San Francisco. Remember the Super Bowl?
Yes, he was a monster,
And in New Orleans.
For sure.
The problem is Chase Young is always going to have to live up to, like a lot of athletes, to their status, to their hype, to their expectation. And clearly he has fallen short of that. Now, he's still got – the great news is – you know, I heard Mike Rizzo talking about Elijah Wood on the Junkies this morning, right? He's 21 years old. He's been it's been a struggle so far.
Is that the example you're using?
No, I'm just saying, but
yes.
like guys' career epitaphs, if you will, are not written at 21
Very
or
true.
After 4 years.
Very true.
Guys can rebound, get off the, and it's the same thing that they're going to use for a guy like Javon Kinlaw,
yes.
right? Why they chose to pay Javon Kinlaw. And again, we're sitting here talking about all sorts of different issues. The bottom line is, we had a call, Anthony in D.C. said, it's a media-driven narrative. Largely, it's a media-driven narrative because when the media finds out something,
they tweet
or when the media is invited, they're doing their job.
Right.
And then everybody starts talking about it and everybody feels different ways. That doesn't make the media bad.
No.
That doesn't mean that the media is doing anything wrong. It's just the way it happens. Either you want the coverage or you don't want the coverage. And let me just tell you, if you don't want the coverage, you ain't going to make as much bleeping money as you make.
Yeah.
So deal with it. It comes with the territory.
Yeah. 100%.
And I don't, like, is it media derived? Yeah. Is it media driven? No, because there's no media to drive any narrative if there's no narrative to be had.
Period. Exactly. So I'm glad that you got to the absolute bottom of it. But I won't let it poke me in the side forever. I was so excited before that news came out. If you all were listening to the show earlier, football's back, man. They're out on the field. They're throwing the ball. Jaden's out there. It reminds you of how special last year was.
Yeah.
And because of the belief I have in Dan Quinn as a leader, and every time I bring up Dan Quinn, I have to say that Chris Russell was the only guy that was, peppered up. He was the guy that wanted Dan Quinn.
I was the DQ champion.
He was the DQ DQer. Yeah. But him being in charge keeps me from being weary of things that have haunted this franchise in the past. Anytime they've had any ounce of success,
that's a really good.
They've succumbed to the expectations.
That's a really good.
I don't think they do because Dan Quinn's not going to let them.
Well, not only Dan Quinn,
and the
but
other,
I think
yes.
it's different with Adam Peters here, number
Bobby,
one,
who's and, won and, a Super Bowl. Yes,
right, and the coaches that they have, and also the ownership.
100%. Yeah.
I think there is a different level of accountability even when handling success.
Which is why Tunsil not being there is crazy.
Has never been able to have.
Which is why Tunsil not being there is kind of baffling.
Understood. Real quickly, because I got to run, take some calls. I know you have overtime tonight, right?
6:30
to,
yes, sir. 6:30 to 9:10.
Mm-hmm. Before the Nationals and the Mariners over on 106.7, and you just got done, obviously, hosting for Sheehan. So if anybody wants to check that out, go check the podcast at the Team 980 on the Odyssey app, so on and so forth. We're at the Team980.com. Because I didn't hear your thoughts on this, but I don't think you're worried at all.
Mm-hmm.
You completely separate Terry
from
all of this, right? Is that fair that we're doing that?
Yes.
Because he's essentially doing the same thing, but I think because we all know Terry and we all understand what Terry is about, we are much more understanding, sympathetic, or lenient on Terry. Is that right, wrong, fair?
I think it's the only way that it should be viewed. And the other thing that I would say about Terry, he's been there already throughout the program. I haven't seen any photos surface online of Laramie Tunsil being at OTAs. I don't know if he's been in their building yet to this point.
I don't know.
Josh Connelly, when he was drafted, did not say that he hadn't talked to him?
Yeah.
So, like, that strikes me, that's a little bit of a red flag to me. And the thing about Terry that I still give him the benefit of the doubt with, one, he just got married. This could be the time of his honeymoon. He just got married, so there's that.
Tunsil did.
No. McLaurin just got married. McLaurin.
This yeah.
This could be the time.
They were on their honeymoon already.
So they already went on honeymoon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the other part is.
This is strictly about.
He could be in the building. He could just be in the building.
I want to be clear.
Yes.
Terry missed mandatory minicamp 3 years ago. Mandatory, and he was there for the earlier part of the program. He was not there at all for any of the on-field OTAs.
And I understand
why. And he missed the mandatory 3-day minicamp, even when he had to be there. And it was done, and it was taken care of 2 weeks later, and he got the contract.
Real quick, because I got to run.
I believe that will happen this time again.
Real quick, because I got to run. I just want everyone to handle it.
Where do you have to go?
I got to go pump this iron, Chris Russell.
AMAC, do you believe?
It's called Body by Nell.
Now, do you have clothes to change back into?
Yeah, that's what my bag's right
there. Okay, because you're not going to sit until 9:30 tonight in sweaty gym clothes.
I will not do that.
Okay.
You just always distract me, Chris Russell. I don't even remember what I was saying.
Javonte Jean Baptiste.
No, that's not
Hall of Famer or
that's,
not?
That's not what I was. It's about the Terry thing. I low-key want him to handle it like Deron Payne.
I mentioned the Deron Payne situation.
Being there and then not part, because like the injury risk is real. Like Reuben Foster's not that far removed from happening.
I agree.
So like if you go out there and tear your ACL.
I mentioned Deron Payne going through individuals, being there and shutting it down as soon as they went into the team. That's how I would prefer them to deal with it.
You don't even have to do Indy. You can just stand and watch.
Yeah, but I'm okay with Terry. But Terry has a different level of trust.
Yes, that's the bigger point.
And belief. Then I'm sorry, Laramie Tunsil, Marshawn Lattimore, or really anybody, Deebo Samuel, anybody. Terry's got a different level of trust, period. And maybe that's fair, maybe that's unfair. He just does, period. He's earned it. So until I have reason, slightly alarmed just because they got to get a contract done, maybe. But worried? No. Mad? No.
Yeah.
Disappointed? No.
I'm indifferent on it.
Yeah.
I put out a tweet that like I love Terry. I think he's great. He's embodies what a commander is. I would love him to just be there on the sideline watching.
That's fair. 219 on the team 980. Linnell Willingham's coming up at 6:30 tonight on Overtime on 106.7 The Fan. Make sure you join him. Then he was already on for Kevin Sheehan. The man just works and works and works and works and grinds and works and works and works. And we have to take a timeout, and then we will get right back to your calls. I promise. On the other side, sorry, that was kind of unplanned improvisational radio, which is fine. We will get right back to your calls in just a couple of moments. Stay with us on the Team 980.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+.
Yeah, DQ has created a tremendous culture. The organization has as well, just starting at the top with Josh and then AP, type of people they brought in. So I'm excited to continue to learn from DQ and these other coaches and continue to try to build this thing.
All right, that is Cliff Kingsbury earlier today. We're awaiting Dan Quinn to speak and trying to figure out if we can find out any information on Larry Tunsil, Marshawn Lattimore, so on and so forth. Liddell Willingham just joined us for a couple of moments, get his perspective. And you can join us as well at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get right back to it on the phones. We lost to Ian again. Sorry about that, Ian. Let's go to Mark in Largo. Next up, what up, Mark? How are you?
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
All right, Mark, what's going on?
Let me say this. I'm doing good. Look, everybody's arguing about nothing, really about nothing. Terry's not a big issue. Tunsil's not a big issue. But I will tell you what I think is a major issue. And I'm surprised you and Linnell haven't talked about this more.
Okay.
Marshawn Lattimore not being out there is a problem.
Well, we've talked about Marshawn Lattimore, but what specific?
Yeah, but not an extent. No. Here's the reason why you haven't talked about it.
Okay.
Because you would have talked about it, you would have been talking about Jalen Ramsey. Because everybody knows on the internet, they've been seeing on Instagram that the Commanders are in on Jalen Ramsey. This is why I say this is a problem. Because I don't know if Adam Peters is starting to have second thoughts about, I may have screwed the ball up with Marshawn. He may be damaged with that hamstring or other things that he may found. They have found out. That to me is a big issue.
Hey, Mark, let me just ask you this, because maybe I missed it. Have you seen any credible, legitimate reports or just speculation that the Commanders could be in on Jalen Ramsey?
In on Jalen Ramsey? Kind of like, I wouldn't say I haven't seen it, but you know what, Chris? Let me say this. I'm like you. I don't pay no attention, but when you guys are saying that Lattimore's not out there, that's a problem. And if he's not going to be out there, and I'll say this, I'll give it a day, but if he's not out there at all this weekend, that is a real problem.
I will say this.
And you know that.
I will say this. In the first hour and 20 minutes, I've mentioned Marshawn Lattimore. I am concerned.
Right.
I'm rightfully worried about, A, his level of play, B, his health more specifically than anything. There is a difference, though, that I would say. And one is that we don't know if he's healthy. We don't know. So that's number one.
That's true.
Number two, as Linnell pointed out, again, he didn't just get here yesterday. He got here in early November. So, I mean, at the very minimum, you can say, well, hey, man, yeah, I know Marshawn Lattimore didn't pay off big time as they thought, as they hoped, but he was here for what? Let me see. Nine, ten weeks.
For 6 months, Chris.
No, I know, but he was here for 9 or 10 weeks of the regular season and the postseason. True. So at least he knows his teammates. At least he knows the scheme, the terminology, the language, how people play things, what the coaches want. So, whereas Laramie Tunsil doesn't have any of that.
And that's fair. That's fair. I agree with you on that. That's fair. I think attacking Laramie Tunsil is fair to attack him. But let's see how this plays out. If he's not here the entire time, then maybe, you know, I can kind of go with you on this guy, on this. Terry, I don't think is a big issue. I don't think him not playing is a big issue. But here's what I will say. Lattimore, to me, is the key to that defense. And I truly believe this because I think if Lattimore can get back to what he was 2 years ago, this defense could be a top 10 defense. I really believe that because it'll allow them to do other things. Now, I think if it was me, they're probably going to start, put Trey on the outside and put Sanderson on the inside, which makes the best sense to me. But they need Lattimore, man. I mean, because you got two young guys there. He's got to be out there for veteran leadership alone.
Listen.
Trey Amos is going to have so many questions for him.
Absolutely.
And I think that is the ultimate key for the defense. Now, here's the other thing I'll say about the defense. I think they're going to have three potential Cam Chancellors on this team. McDaniel, that they're looking at from Jackson State. Dominic Hampton looks like he's Cam Chancellor's son. And Tyler Owens. Those guys, I know you haven't really talked on them and brushed up. Let me know how they're doing because I really want to know how those guys are doing because I think they could, one of them, if not two of them, could be the next up-and-coming after Will Harris is gone at the end of this year.
All right.
Great show, Chris. Love it.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate you. The reason why we haven't talked a lot about those guys is because nobody's been able to see them. I mean, that's the reason, quite honestly. But that's all part of the puzzle. And Mark's not wrong for wondering about all that. Here's the thing. Marshawn Lattimore isn't being counted on to be a leader, isn't being carried on to be a mentor. He's being carried on to be a top-flight corner, a number one lockdown corner, or a number one sort of shutdown corner because that's what he's been as a four-time Pro Bowler in more in his past. Now, the problem is it's been a little while since he's been at that level, and he can't stay on the field. So, again, we don't know whether this is injury-related or not. We're waiting on Dan Quinn to say something. As soon as he does, we'll pass it along. Let's get to Ian in Vienna real quickly here because we lost him a couple of times. Ian, you back with us?
I am. I think we go through this every year, every offseason, where we start discussing who's not and who is at offseason optional workouts. And obviously, it would be great if it wasn't optional so that we don't have to go through this rigmarole. But given that we do, it's disappointing because it says to your teammates, I don't want to be there, and you guys are there. And we all, in every job, do things that are not mandatory. Every person who's listening to this radio station, no matter if they make in the millions of dollars or the $30,000 level, there's always activities that are optional. And you know that even though they're optional, it's good for all the reasons. It's good for FaceTime. It's good for camaraderie. It's good to just show up and be there. If there's an injury risk concern, you can easily be there and just not participate. There's never an issue with that approach. It just shows your teammates, your organization,
correct,
you want to be there.
Correct.
And you're right. Of course, Terry McLaurin is evaluated differently than someone like Tunsil. Somebody's built credibility within the organization, is proven to be a good member of the team versus someone who's on his third team despite having elite talent, elite skill set, elite resume. So it does bring into question. Of course, a guy like Lattimore, you're like, not only were you bad on the field, you were immature on the field. So of course I'm going to judge him differently too. And you're right, a guy like Deebo Samuel, it's obvious that he's all in because he's said it on record. He's been as vocal and as participatory as possible because he's looking for his next new deal, his new future. So I think this exercise is exhausting because we never go back and audit the performance of a player if they were or were not at off-season minicamp. Mm-hmm. But if you are somebody who works in a team and your other teammates are there, I would always recommend that you be there to respect your teammates, to respect your organization. And I think it shows a wherewithal that some of these athletes sometimes lack when they think, oh, it's optional, I don't need to be there.
Ian, super well said, first of all, as always. Let's just say this. You're right. We don't audit sometimes, although I do know that, like, at times it has affected certain guys, right? Whether they're new to a system, new to a team, new to an organization, new to a locker room, or whether they're veterans, right? Sometimes it's injury, sometimes it's poor performance. Whether it can be directly tied or not, sometimes it can, sometimes it can't. But the biggest point that you said is, quite honestly, and again, it is not mandatory, but it is disrespectful. It is disrespectful to your brothers, to your team, to your colleagues, to your fellow teammates in a sport that depends on cohesion and the brotherhood, as we heard about. It is disrespectful. If you want to be disrespectful to your employer, okay. I don't love that, but okay. But at the very minimum, be respectful and understanding that your teammates are just as important as you are. And I think that's the greatest point that you made that probably we haven't illustrated enough. Thank you, Ian. As always, appreciate it. All right, more of your calls coming up in just a couple of moments. Hang tight. We have a trending alert right here, right now, on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, we'll start with the NFL, where, again, Terry McLaurin, Laremy Tunsil, and Marshawn Lattimore among the Commanders not in the bubble. Jaden Daniels speaking now to the media. We're awaiting Dan Quinn for further clarity. They are, again, off-season and voluntary workouts. Meanwhile, on a radio station in Arkansas, Terry Bradshaw, the Hall of Fame Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback and, of course, longtime Fox analyst with a criticism of the Steelers for their interest in signing Aaron Rodgers. He said, quote, "That's a joke. That to me is just a joke. What are you going to do? Bring him in for 1 year? Are you kidding me? The guy needs to stay in California. Go somewhere and chew on bark and whisper to the gods out there." Attaboy, Terry! Terry finally said something interesting and relevant. Sort of. Kind of. Sort of. AMAX Giants. Russell Wilson getting the bulk of first-team reps, as expected. Malik Nabers dealing with a toe injury. He was not at practice for the G-Men today, according to media reports. The Nationals in action late tonight after getting whooped up on by the Seattle Mariners last night. 9:40 the first pitch, T-Mobile Park in Seattle, 106.7 The Fan. And the Odyssey app right now, the White Sox beating the Mets 5-3 in the fourth inning. Dodgers over the Cleveland Guardians 3-1 in the sixth. San Francisco 3-2 over Detroit in the fifth. Boston in the fifth, 3-1 over Milwaukee. And that's what's trending.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
We just gave you a couple of NFL stories that maybe we'll get into a little bit. Terry Bradshaw never says anything relevant or interesting and hasn't for years and years and years and years. It's a complete clown show. Hate when he does the highlights. Just immediately turn the channel. But he is a four-time Super Bowl winning quarterback. And he is a Steelers legend. For him to be blasting the Steelers organization, which is correct, by the way, A, shows you how desperate and misguided the Steelers are right now, specific at that position. But B, what happens when Terry shows up in training camp at La Trobe and Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback? I mean, he called it a joke. He said the guy needs to stay in California, go somewhere and chew on bark and whisper to the gods out there. I don't know if anybody else found that to be funny like I did, but I found that to be hilarious. I mean, I've said, you know, as soon as Rodgers gets out of his teepee on the side of a mountain in Afghanistan, you know, with smoke signals coming out of it, but chew on bark and whisper to the gods out there? AMAC, your Giants were sort of associated maybe with making a run for Aaron Rodgers. They chose Russell Wilson. Maybe Russell Wilson chose them. Maybe Aaron Rodgers wouldn't want. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Would you rather have Aaron Rodgers with all of his idiosyncrasies than Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston, or maybe just Russell Wilson?
No, I would definitely take Jackson Dart over Aaron Rodgers right now.
That bad, huh?
Yeah, I just, especially from your quarterback position with in the Giants situation with that young team.
Yeah,
and you can definitely use that with Pittsburgh. They have some veterans on the defensive side that can, and Mike Tomlin as their coach. So hopefully leadership can pierce through, but you just don't want those off-the-field distractions that Aaron Rodgers calls like a team in your locker room.
Well, also this, right? Both the Giants and the Steelers have struggled at the quarterback position. We all know that.
Yeah.
So from a football need perspective, it's still hard to get better than Aaron Rodgers, right? I mean, Aaron Rodgers was not as bad.
No,
operational standpoint last year as people are making him out. The problem is he's just a difficult pain in the ass to deal with. He is. So my question to you is, here's the thing, okay? If I'm Pittsburgh, I understand why they are being as patient and waiting for him. They drafted, obviously, a guy. They brought back Mason Rudolph, who they know. What happens, though, if Aaron Rodgers does say, no, you know what, I'm good. I don't want to be here for whatever reason, right? Now, again, they have Will Howard, who some people think can step right in and start. I'm sure he can. Play well? That I don't know. But it's possible. I mean, he was a sixth-round pick. And again, they have Mason Rudolph. If they don't get Aaron Rodgers, people are going to say, oh my goodness, what a disaster. They have no chance to win anything. They also have Skylar Thompson. Skylar Thompson almost won a playoff game in Buffalo a couple of years ago. That was a wild shootout. I'm not saying, again, Skylar Thompson should be an every game starter. I'm not saying that. But it's not like they have nothing. It's not like they have nothing. They can probably get by if a lot of other things go right. But that's the problem. A lot of other things have to go right. And if you look at Pittsburgh down the stretch last year, not only was their quarterback situation never right, not only was George Pickens a complete pain in the ass, and Najee Harris never really was what they kind of expected, and they let him go this offseason. But their defense sucked down the stretch last year. Sucked.
It's hard to have good defense when you're always on the field.
I understand that.
Yeah.
And that is part and parcel with it, yeah. Right? So I guess my point being is, even if they have Aaron Rodgers, they still need better out of their defense. Mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers probably gives them a shot in the arm compared to Mason Rudolph or Will Howard or Skylar Thompson. But just because you get Aaron Rodgers doesn't mean that it's a guarantee that all your problems are solved and fixed, number one. I think we all know that. But doesn't even mean that you're a winning team. But I would also say if you don't get Aaron Rodgers, and if he, for whatever reason, decides to stay in his teepee, can you survive with Mason Rudolph, Will Howard, and Skylar Thompson, and maybe bring somebody else in? I think you can survive. You can't thrive. You can survive.
I have a question for you, because in my mind, and this is kind of like the feeling I had about the Giants going into this draft, where it was like this bridge quarterback kind of, and you're right, Aaron Rodgers wasn't terrible. He was average last year.
Right. He's fine.
This average quarterback who can get you maybe 7 or 8 games, would you be better off, especially with all the scouts talking about the quarterback class going into next year's draft? Would you be better almost not having Aaron Rodgers and having to struggle and claw for 5 games and have a better future versus having Aaron Rodgers and then being in the same situation next year because Aaron's leaving and you're in the middle of the draft and you may not get the quarterback you want?
So I think it's a more than fair question, and I think it depends on who you're asking to. If you ask Mike Tomlin that,
Mike Tomlin and then you. I want to know your perspective.
If you asked Mike Tomlin that, he would say, hell no, I ain't winning 5 games and I'm not playing for next year. If you ask anybody with the Steelers, they would say, hell no, we ain't playing for the draft. Whatever. If you ask most media people, 98%, 99% of media, they would tell you, absolutely suck as bad as you can. Even though you're wasting prime years of Minkah Fitzpatrick and Watt and Casey Hayward and all those people, and even though you're wasting their career and their time, they would absolutely tell you that. I would tell you, me, Mr. Independent, I would tell you again, you should try and win with what you have, trying to win different ways, more running, better defense, so on and so forth. Hope that you catch a little lightning in a bottle with maybe a more productive receiver in DK Metcalf and a different running game situation. Or here's what you can do, right? And again, it's not any great shakes or anything like that. You can go out and sign a Tyler Huntley. You can go out and sign Carson Wentz. And you can probably win 7 or 8 games like that. And maybe if a few other breaks happen, you can win 9 or 10. And knowing Mike Tomlin's track record of finding a way when everybody counts them out to rally the troops and to make the playoffs and to find a way to win 9 or 10 games every year, I would take different risks if I'm the Pittsburgh Steelers than I would if I was the Washington Commanders prior to Adam Peters, Dan Quinn, and Jaden Daniels. Does that make sense? Better organization, even though they haven't figured out the quarterback situation, I think gives you the chance to have more vanilla, less spice, if you will, at quarterback. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Like the team around the quarterback is better?
Well, not only that, but the foundation, the structure, generally speaking, is better. Mm-hmm. It's not perfect in Pittsburgh. They have run through a bunch of clown shows at wide receiver. And they have not been able to figure out the quarterback situation for 8 years. But my point being is, I would take my chances, if I'm the Pittsburgh Steelers, on the three guys that they have and maybe adding a fourth in Tyler Huntley or Carson Wentz or whoever, more than if the Cleveland Browns tried to do that. And arguably, the Cleveland Browns are trying to do that, right? With Kenny Pickett, Shador Sanders, Dylan Gabriel, and Joe Flacco, right? I mean, essentially, they are trying to do that. But if I'm the Steelers, a better DNA than the Commanders prior to the current regime, certainly the Cleveland Browns, quite honestly, the New York Giants, right? I would take my chances knowing that Mike Tomlin and the structure and the DNA and the support that and the foundation that that organization generally has. And it's hard to argue with that, right? It's not perfect. I would take my chances that way if Aaron Rodgers turns them down. Now, if Aaron Rodgers says, I'm coming, which still is very possible, I would, again, prefer that over the other scenario, but it's not like I would be willing to be carte blanche for Aaron Rodgers. It's not like I would be desperately calling him every day. Hey, Aaron, we really need you here. We really need you here. But, you know, if he comes, he comes. If he doesn't, he doesn't. You want to, can we go to that live or take a break or what do you want to do? You want to take a break? Let's take a break, right? Let's take a time out. Dan Quinn is addressing reporters. Hopefully, we will be able to bring you some of that. Hopefully, we'll be able to bring you some updates in terms of Tunsil and Marshawn Lattimore. And we have a bunch of calls still we got to get to. Hang tight. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, good to have you with us as we approach 3 o'clock. So, AMAC, you said J.P. Finley, which we both saw, has a little clip of Dan Quinn addressing the OTA absences, right? And this is in general. This is not specific to one guy. But this is what Dan Quinn said moments ago at Commanders Park in Ashburn via J.P. Finley. And then we'll have more from Dan Quinn after 3 o'clock. But we just wanted to play you this one quick cut.
Not one size fits all for everything, and in my opinion, like, this has been a fantastic offseason. And it's not just the players, it's also the coaches too, John, to say, can we level up, you know, and to level up, you know, what do you look at? What do you want to change? What do you want to keep the same? And so the offseason's been excellent, you know, and so I've been in touch with every guy on the team, so I've really enjoyed this time. I also have some, you know, stronger relationships than you did maybe a year ago with everybody being new, and now set the year two players, you know, to go through with it. It's one of the things I do enjoy about coaching. Like, you can get to know the man before the ball player. It helps take it and push it a little further. And so for the guys who are the year one, the new players here, not just a rookie, but a new free agent that may have joined the team, getting to know them and watching them practice today for the first time, like, you can see guys work hard in the strength and conditioning.
All right, that is Dan Quinn via our friend J.P. Finley from 106.7 The Fan, NBC4. We will have more from Dan Quinn later on. But what he's basically saying is he's talked to everybody. He's been in communication with everybody. He feels it's more important to get to know the man before the football player, and he's right about all of that. Anybody in leadership will tell you essentially that. It's just not everybody does it the same. Okay? That being said, he doesn't want to specifically signal out certain players. But again, I think it's really important for us to have nuance to everything. And there's nuance that, again, with Terry, with Laramie Tunsil, and Marshawn Lattimore, there's nuance and there's different circumstances to each situation. It's not six of one, half dozen of the other. It's not one and the same. There's nuance. Let's get to D.C. Before the top of the hour here. What up, D.C.? How are you?
Man, I'm excellent. Russ, how are you on this rainy day?
I am doing great outside of that rain, man, but I'm doing great. Thank you, as always.
Hey, I'm glad you had your hard hat on in the rain, brother.
and the you know, the worst part of the hard hat is it's like one size fits all, and my big fat head didn't fit in it. I couldn't strap the chin up, you know?
Hey, you can't tell LaMelo that. You can't tell LaMelo and Max that, man. They're going to be on you.
I know.
But LaMelo was so excited when I got on the phone earlier. I didn't give a chance to give Denton and Doc their props. Happy birthday. Shout out to them. I hope they enjoying surf and turf, cigars, and as much alcohol as they would love on their birthday. But I'm also glad that you played that DQ thing. It's voluntary, man, and I don't think that we should assume that these are contract disputes when it comes to McLaurin or guys, because he still has a contract currently, and we know that at the end of the season he'll be up, and they'll more than likely give him what, you know, he would like, and what they would like to do is pay him. But the new guys, like Tunsil, it would be good for him to be there. But again, he's a vet, you know what I'm saying? And they already said that he has his position. So it's obviously something that they've seen in him beyond just what he's done on the field that allows them to have that confidence in him.
Otherwise, they don't make the trade for him, right? I mean,
exactly. And the leadership part, they have their leaders. They know who their leaders are. They just want this guy to anchor that left side. So I'm thinking Cosme's a leader on that O-line, or even Biotis, the center, is more of a leader on the squad because they've been there. They know the system, and they're going to help him even, you know what I'm saying, learn the system. So, yeah, I understand it would be great to have all the guys together all the time, but, you know, think about this, Russell. I got a question for you. If it was voluntary for you to work on Christmas Day,
it is.
What would your option be?
It
what
is.
Would you do?
It's voluntary for me to work on Christmas Day, and I'll be at Northwest Stadium.
Okay. All right. Have a great day, brother.
I appreciate you as always, DC. Thank you. Yeah, I do a lot of things that are voluntary that I don't get paid for. A lot of things. Because I want to be better at my job. But that's me. On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, more from Dan Quinn, including a special surprise coach. Details on that coming up next hour on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Stay with us.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.